Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory is currently in effect. For today, we'll see a chance of snow developing, especially late under cloud cover, with a high near 4 above. Moving into tonight, snow chances continue, mainly early, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 3 below, becoming partly sunny for your Saturday, with a high near 6 above. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman. Right now, 4 below.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Welcome into a frigid Friday. Two Kansas men were arrested yesterday on federal charges in connection to the attack on the U.S. Capitol back on the 6th of January. FBI special agents and members of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force arrested William Chesterman and Christopher Kane, both of Olathe. Our news partners at Cake TV report, according to the FBI, both men have been charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, and other charges. The FBI says both men were taken into custody without incident. Nursing homes and other long-term care facilities in the Sunflower State making their tentative first steps toward easing visitor restrictions that were put in place to stem the spread of the pandemic. Dr. Lee Norman, the head of the State Health Department, told the Senate Ways and Means Committee yesterday that 83% of residents have received a first dose of vaccine.
And APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see
offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on sportage. Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2/28/21.
The Learjet, which became synonymous with lifestyles of the rich and famous, is about to fade into aviation history. Canada's Bombardier announced yesterday that it will stop production of the Learjet later this year to focus on more profitable planes. That means the elimination of about 1,600 jobs in Canada and the U.S., another blow to aircraft manufacturing in Wichita, which has struggled through the pandemic. Estimates of up to 250 job losses in the coming year in the Wichita area attributed to the discontinuation of Learjet. A new rental assistance program is coming in March for Kansans. The state received $200 million in rental assistance funds, most of which will be administered by the Kansas Housing Resource Center. The new program, called Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance, is similar to the KEP program that ended in December. If you're in need of rental assistance due to the loss of income during the COVID-19 pandemic, check out the website for the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has chosen an Iowa state government official to serve as the next director of the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Ricketts appointed John Selmer, director of the Strategic Performance Division of the Iowa Department of Transportation. Selmer of Story City has served in his current role since 2012 and has served in the Iowa agency for over 31 years in a variety of roles, including administrative jobs. A Nebraska prison employee was arrested after she admitted to investigators that she gave an inmate a cell phone. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says 29-year-old Casey Bartels was arrested this week at the Lincoln Correctional Center, where she had worked since October. According to court documents, investigators contacted Bartels after a cell phone was found in an inmate cell that had been used for video chats with her. And buckle up, the Arctic Express continues. Mid-America Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A share of nearly $14 million in federal funding was awarded to 32 Kansas communities, including Vermilion in Marshall County, to assist with community projects. The community development block grants will be used for a variety of purposes, including sewer and water improvements, housing rehabilitation, and community facility improvements. The $250,000 funding awarded will be used for water system upgrades in Vermilion. Washington and Nemahal counties are among 27 counties and three cities that will receive funding for bridge replacement through the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Program. More than $5 million is being made available statewide as part of a 10-year transportation program initiated last year. Local matching funds are being utilized as part of the projects. Recent house fires this week in Marysville have officials urging caution from residents and homeowners during this extreme cold spell. Space heaters draw a considerable load on electrical systems, and extension cords and multiple plugs are often a dangerous combination. Exposed flames or heating units close to combustible materials are also concerns, and the process of thawing pipes can be dangerous if not monitored. Marysville volunteer firemen answered a call Wednesday afternoon at a residence south of the elementary school in Marysville and were called out Tuesday morning to a home in the 500 block of Jenkins. Final damage estimates not available, but were reported as extensive. Neither residence was occupied at the time of the fires and no injuries were reported. The New Year's baby in Nemahal County was not born until January 20th, as Briggs Wayne Sanders was born at the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital to Devin and Hannah Sanders. Invenergy, a Chicago-based company, continues seeking easements for the Grain Belt Express Transmission Line project that will pass northeast Kansas through Washington, Marshall, and Nemahal counties as part of a 750-mile line that will deliver southwest Kansas wind energy to Illinois. The proposed route would run west-east, about a mile south of U.S. 36 Highway. Easements would include a 20% down payment, with landowners allowed continued use of the property. The firm has indicated they would begin reaching out to county officials along the route sometime this year. Due to cold weather, recycling drop-off this Saturday in Marysville will be postponed a week until February 20th, and recycling collection in Axtell will be canceled. Sunday services at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg and Bethlehem Lutheran Bremen have been canceled. The Good Shepherd Lutheran School Association meeting Sunday is postponed until February 21st. James H. Jim Juniman, age 79, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5. At the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jim Juniman. Lola R. Hers, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donald Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey. Mary E. Beefy, age 85, of Pawnee City, passed away January 23rd. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Beefy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, a muffin, green beans, and pears. They will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, is what's cooking Sunday at the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville. It's a spaghetti dinner for dine-in or carry-out from 11 to 1. Choose from individual or family-sized meals that include garlic bread and vegetable side, and add dessert for just a few dollars more. I am Ariana Miller, your Empty Cup barista, and I'm raising funds to represent Marysville High School at the National Honor Society Choir in June in Hawaii. Call in your pre-order or reservation by Friday by calling the Empty Cup today, 562-3354.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Alfea, formerly CJ Foods, is dedicated to providing customers with the safest, high-quality pet foods and treats for your furry friends, optimal health, and longevity. We are passionate pet people with rock-solid dependability that makes a difference. From Alfea in Pawnee City, where the lead dog goes, the pack will follow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the coldest temperatures so far for the winter season are expected across the region for today and into the weekend, as we are going to see high temperatures only into the single digits, all thanks to an Arctic air mass in place across the area. This trend does look to continue here all the way through the early parts of next week before we start to see a gradual warming trend with temperatures back into the teens and lower 20s by the middle and the end of next week. As for precipitation across the area, we will continue to see on and off chances of snow here. That being said, though, we are watching the possibility of some measurable snowfall across the region, especially late Saturday night into Sunday. So for today, a wind chill advisory continues with the chance of snow developing late, otherwise cloudy, and a high near 4 above. Heading into tonight, snow chances early, otherwise cloudy, -3. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman.
Average high temperature mid-February, 46. Record high on the state, 73. The average low 20, and the record low was 35 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01. -4 degrees this morning in Marysville, and the cold front's coming. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 12th of February. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
How sweet it is. RX Drugstore has gifts for all your Valentines this year, no matter what age. Valentine's Day may be coming up quickly, but you can take your time shopping the aisles filled with gifts for all. Don't forget the chocolates, the sugar script corner, with the best truffles and taffy in town. It's all at RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Turning back the clock in Portland, and the defending World Series champions welcome this year's top free agent. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite being towards the tail end of his career, Carmelo Anthony still found a way to help the Trailblazers take down the Eastern Conference's top team.
Outlet to Melo. He has the last 5 points for the Blazers. Another three! Another make!
The call on KPOJ. Anthony scored 24 off the bench, including 16 in the fourth quarter. The Blazers topped the 76ers 118-114. Portland's now won four of its last five games. Steph Curry went off again for the Warriors against the Magic.
Curry to the timeline. Waits. Dribbles. Hook pass to Draymond outside the arc. Back to Curry. Quick release from the left wing. Splash for Curry!
On 95.7, the game, Curry knocked down 10 three-pointers for the 17th time in his career, the most of any player in association history. Golden State beat Orlando 111-105. The Los Angeles Dodgers formally presented ace Trevor Bauer 1 week after the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner signed a 3-year, $102 million deal in free agency. Bauer, who also generated interest from the Mets, says returning home to Southern California was fairly simple.
I want to win a World Series. I've come in second, both in college and in the big leagues. I'm tired of it, so I want to come in first.
Bauer is expected to become baseball's highest paid player this season with a $40 million salary. To the ice of the NHL, the Blue Jackets offense came alive just in time in the Windy City.
Puck is lifted in the air to the neutral zone. Andrew Peak to Michael Delzato. Jenner now ahead. Here's Stenlin with a shot. And he scores!
On 97.1, the fan, Kevin Stenlin's go-ahead score with a minute 14 remaining capped off a four-goal third-period outburst for Columbus in a 6-5 win over the Blackhawks. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night, makeup basketball games in girls' play. Valley Heights beat Frankfort in overtime 55-54. Hanover girls took Axtell 56-34. Clay Center edges Wamego 48-47. In boys' play, Valley Heights took Frankfort 51-48. Hanover over Axtell 72-35. Clifton Clyde over Washington County boys 49-33. Wamego took Council Grove 72-51. Several of the Friday night basketball games will tip off early, including Washington County at Axtell and Lynn at Wetmore, scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. Marysville at Clay Center, girls varsity at 4:30, boys to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Centralia. Frankfort entertains Troy. Hanover is host to Donovan West. Diller Odell entertains Friend. And Southern is home to Thayer Central.
He loves me, he loves me not. You know, if he left me, he'd surprise me with a unique gift from Sunflower Mercantile and Barnes. They have vintage Valentines and figurines, glassware and crystal, and furniture for all my upcycling projects. He loves me. I wonder what he's getting me from the Sunflower Mercantile. Open 7 days a week.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $999. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Amana glass top self-cleaning range and over-the-range microwave, $9.99. 25-foot chest freezer, $9.99. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway, Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details. Thousand FFA members will celebrate February developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through ag education. Our local FFA chapters are recognized by Hanover Electric, First National Bank in Frankfort, St. Gordon & Associates, Midwest Products, and Barry Bussing Construction.
Hi, my name is Randolph Faith. I am Marysville High School freshman, and I'm in FFA. What we do is technically just, we judge animals and insects, and we do horticulture, ag mechanics, and mostly doing farmer stuff. My favorite activity would be horse judging because I love horses so much. We were supposed to be horse judging, but I think got canceled over last semester. I was so excited for it, but it got canceled. It's pretty fun, though. What I look forward to doing things in the future is technically probably just staying in FA as much as possible during my high school year, but after high school, I want to become a farmer for just owning a ranch and having a lot of animals there and having my own kids and family.
I am Sarah Turnbull. I go to school at Frankfort High, and I am a senior. I am currently the parliamentarian for our chapter in the FFA. I think FFA is really important to me because it helps me with what I want to go into in the future. I'd like to attend in some ag business or livestock management or production. I'm taking some classes here at high school, some ag classes, and I feel like that has really helped me. Oh, we do different projects and things through horticulture and animals.
We're proud to salute our local FFA. Local chapters use February as an opportunity to highlight program success, recognize community supporters, and amplify the mission of the organization. Celebrate FFA. A reminder from these merchants: Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Toulman Implement and Hardware, Parker Seed, B&W Electric, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Wanklin Oil.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The COVID-19 assistance package includes provisions supported by the Senate Ag Chair, Debbie Stabenow. She said they need to take bold action to get farmers, families, and rural communities to help to weather the crisis and come out stronger on the other end. She worked with House Ag Committee Chair David Scott, House Education Labor Committee Chair Bobby Scott, to secure provisions in the bill. Those provide additional food assistance for those facing hunger by continuing a 50% boost in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and allows the Secretary of Agriculture to address supply chain issues facing the food and ag sector. Senate Ag Chair said the bill also supports farmers of color and invests in rural hospitals, along with expanding a vaccine distribution in rural communities. The legislation would help rural hospitals make up for high cost and lost revenue and increases telehealth capacities. The Peterson Institute calls the China Phase 1 agreement a flop in a recent analysis. That analysis says much of the deal was a failure, citing China's pledge to buy $200 billion or more of U.S. goods and services over 2 years. Evidence from the deal's first year shows China was never on pace to meet that commitment. During the trade war, U.S. agriculture exports to China were cut in half in 2018, with 2019 levels remaining nearly 30% lower than 2017. Now, overall, China did ramp up farm purchases in 2020, and by September was back on pace to retain the 2017 levels. But the analysis says U.S. agriculture exports ended up both 18% short of the 2020 legal commitment and considerably lower than the Trump administration's political aspirations. Without the U.S.-China trade war, exports to China would have ended up roughly 19% higher than actual 2020 levels, according to analysis. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the February World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, or WASD, from the USDA took traders by surprise, especially regarding projected corn exports. Joe Vaklovic, founder and president of Standard Grain in Nashville, Tennessee, says traders expected the projection number to be much higher.
What we learned in the report was that the USDA is taking a conservative stance toward corn exports. The idea going into the report was that USDA was going to make this big upward adjustment to their projection for U.S. corn exports. And we got an upward adjustment. It just was not quite as sizable as I think the trade would have liked. They raised the export number by 50 million bushels. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be 100, 150, maybe 200. So the trade is left kind of scratching their head here. They're looking at the pace of sales. They're looking at the pace of shipments. They're saying USDA is too low. I think that just the report in itself, even if a lot of people don't believe it, was enough to inspire a little bit of liquidation in the corn market.
Bank Levick says that balance sheets and ending stocks numbers are always a moving target when it comes to projecting exports. He says the soybean numbers were bullish, even though overseas demand for U.S. beans is about to drop.
The export dynamic is really going to shift here. South America, Brazil, is in the process of harvesting what is likely going to be a record soybean crop. They're loading ships for export headed for China. We're probably going to stop selling large amounts of beans on the export market. I'm actually surprised the export number was as good as it is. In terms of the logistics here in the United States, we were shipping tons of beans. We're going to stop shipping a lot of beans and start shipping more corn. That's probably what happens here the next couple months.
He says the United States Department of Agriculture did not have a lot of surprises when it came to the world wheat market. And looking ahead, he says the biggest market influencer after weather will be the planting intentions report in late March. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated is proud to support the Axtell FFA chapter and its members. This program is dedicated to having a positive impact in the lives of students and offers a plethora of ag-related business possibilities and superior leadership skills for future success. Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. -4 this morning, +4 on the high today. And the cold front yet to come. Number of high school basketball games will tip off early, including our broadcast feature, Marysville at Clay Center. That's a 4:30 girls start. We'll have it live, of course, on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Chinese New Year arrives today. It's goodbye to the year of the rat and welcome to the year of the ox. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 12th, the 43rd day of the year. Abraham Lincoln was born on this day in 1809. Today marks a new year on the Chinese calendar, and this is expected to be a fortuitous year for those born under the sign of the ox. You're an ox if you were born in the year 1961, 1973, 85, 97, or 2009. Ox personalities are said to be diligent, dependable, and honest, but sometimes have a stubborn temperament. Physically, they are robust and strong and suffer fewer illnesses than others. Some notable people born under the sign of the ox: former President Barack Obama, Britain's Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher, and Walt Disney. Your lucky numbers this year, write them down, the number 1 and 4. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
A Mustang sweep in makeup games as Valley Heights takes Frankfort in girls and boys play Thursday night. Valley Heights boys win the nightcap 51-48. Both teams scored 15 points in the fourth quarter as Valley Heights held a three-point third-quarter advantage, paced by Cameron Beardsley with 21 points. Jake Youngerberg in double figures with a dozen as Valley Heights improves to 5-8, 4-2. Frankfort led in scoring by reserve Ethan Armstrong with 13, Aiden Gerstner with 11. Cats fall to 10-5, 5-3. Valley Heights 51, Frankfort 48. girls' game went to overtime. Lydia Loisel, off-balance desperation shot at the end of regulation, tied the game at 48. Valley Heights prevailed, led by Emma Youngerberg, unofficially with 24 points, including 8 of 11 free throws, 7 of 10 in the second half. Valley Heights improves to 12-1, 6-0. Frankfurt led by Aubrey Rose with 16, Casey Shirley in double figures with 11. Frankfurt with a loss, 13-3, 6-2. Valley Heights 55, Frankfurt 54 in overtime. Both teams back at home Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Thursday night, makeup basketball games in girls' play. Valley Heights beat Frankfurt in overtime, 55-54. Hanover girls took Axtell, 56-34. Clay Center edges Wamego, 48-47. In boys' play, Valley Heights took Frankfurt, 51-48. Hanover over Axtell, 72-35. Clifton Clyde over Washington County boys, 49-33. Wamego took Council Grove, 72-51. Several of the Friday night basketball games will tip off early, including Washington County at Axtell and Lynn at Wetmore, scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. Marysville at Clay Center, girls varsity at 4:30, boys to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Centralia. Frankfurt entertains Troy. Hanover is host to Donovan West. Diller Odell entertains Friend. And Southern is home to Thayer Central.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. The KU men's basketball squad has won their second straight after getting left off the AP poll. Ochai Agbaji scored 19 points with 5 three-pointers. Christian Braun had 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Kansas cruised past Iowa State last night 97-64 for their second straight victory since getting left off the AP Top 25 college poll earlier this week. Up next for KU, they'll meet up again with the Iowa State Cyclones. This matchup tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eric Almirola and Austin Dillon were the winners in last night's 150-mile qualifying races for Sunday's Daytona 500. However, both drivers now have a chance to move from the second to the front row following car issues for pole sitter Alex Bowman and William Bowman. Almirola held off a charge from Joey Logano, who pulled alongside him on the final lap.